This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey sports fans, BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB to golf to the NBA and NHL playoffs. Get the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams, and you can get the latest odds, lines, including the latest matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head on over to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online, it's where the game starts. You know, here on the ML Sports Platter, I like to cover a wide range of topics. Even during your team's offseason, there's always a story to break, right? Including free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know I'm a proud Bonnie. St. Bonaventure University gives its students a solid foundation and has trained many journalists that you know and love from ESPN and other leading media organizations across the globe. Their online Master of Arts in Sports Journalism builds podcasting, interviewing, and research skills needed in a changing media landscape right now. Students learn how to follow high professional standards as they tell nuanced stories about the sports we love. You don't need writing or broadcasting experience to start the program, just simply a passion for the profession. There's no application fee or graduate exam scores to apply, and you can complete the program in less than 2 years. Yes, less than 2 years. Get in touch with an enrollment advisor today at sbujournalism.com to learn how you can become a sports journalist and a Bonnie. That's sbujournalism.com. SBUjournalism.com. ML Sports Platter brought to you by Bonnet Sales and Service, Stanley Law Offices, and Burn Dairy. It's all good at Burn Dairy. Make sure you go gas up your vehicle at participating locations. Burn Dairy, it's all good. And a tip of the cap, thank you as well to our great friends from Camillus Golf Club and Brewerton Ace Hardware as we continue with the NFL draft individual team recaps. And, you know, I was listening to a bunch of podcasts, as I always do, last week, you know, Move the Sticks and the Athletic Football Podcast, Tyler Dunn and Jim Monas on the Go Long Podcast. Those three are probably my big three football podcasts, I think, when it is all said and done. And, you know, they all kind of touch on and now get to this point, and the Athletic Show really hit this topic hard, saying, you know, this is supposed to be now the true downtime of the NFL, right? Nope. And they said no because it's finally all in place for the lead up to camp, which I guess the NFL lined that up too, right? But the reality is, I kind of agree with that. And while I get exhausted with all the hype and expectation leading up to the draft and da-da-da, and there's no downtime in the NFL and all these things, you do get exhausted working and covering. But I find this time of year refreshing, relaxing, a little bit of downtime, but yet at the same time, I agree with the guys on the Athletic Show saying that. You know, the Mike Sandoz and company and all the rest, there is a lot of truth to it. Why? I like it when things are in place better. I don't love the lead up and the hype and expectations and all the stupid mock drafts. We actually have guys in place. We know where guys got drafted. We know that camp is coming. We know position battles are there. We know that, you know, free agency has taken place. We know that contracts have been signed, extensions, Jared Goff, etc. Now we have real things to talk about instead of mostly, not all of it, but mostly pure speculation, right? I mean, let's be honest. Mostly pure speculation. Now it's factual. Now we can break it all down, basically. So let's get to my next division, fresh off doing the entire NFC East, we move to the NFC North. Speaking of those Detroit Lions, the Detroit Lions are in a position where they have 2 to 4 years-ish to win the Super Bowl. They should have gone to the Super Bowl last year. They have a great team. They just upped and extended all of their big-time players, Penei Sewell, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and the quarterback, Jared Goff. The one guy out of the three, I would say, that is more dominant and franchise-changing would be Penei Sewell, believe it or not. I think he's the best of the three players. But I think Amon-Ra St. Brown, by default and by development, probably is right now a number one wide receiver in the NFL. I mean, he's as close as it gets, right? But he's got to be there. He's not quite Justin Jefferson. Is he a top five wideout in the NFL? Probably not, but he's a 1A. And for them, he is their number one. So I would call him a number one. I think he's going to have another big year. They go into the draft and they clearly wanted to upgrade at corner. Well, they did it with the first two picks. Tarrion Arnold from Alabama, 6 foot, 200 pounder, tremendous, tremendous player. If you watch him at Alabama, he emerged through the last year, year and a half as one of the top corner prospects. Impressive season last year, long, tough, explodes, you know, finds the ball, excellent ball skills, picked off 5 balls in 2023. He's great with the frame and the length and the hands and the 50-50 balls. Great pick here. And they did add Carlton Davis III, which is one of the most underrated signings of the offseason, and Robertson this offseason. The Lions, you know, they traded up to get Arnold as well because I think Brad Holmes saw how productive his defensive back room is, you know, in Brian Branch, and was just like, let's go back to the well, and he did exactly that. So I think that's a tremendous pick for them. Their corner room is now loaded. It gives the Lions a true cornerback number one in a division that has a ton of wide receiver talent, and they go out and they get it, and I love it. Massive steal. Arnold's the second corner on a lot of people's board behind Quinyon Mitchell, but he's got the exact same grade as many put with Mitchell. He's highly touted. He's a number 11 overall player to about 15 or 16 for a lot of people. He's a top 20, no doubt about it. Stamp it. Top player in this draft. Really, really great pick. Really great pick. Then they go to Ennis Rakestraw Jr. from Missouri. And this pick is also a dynamite pick. 5'11", 190. He's a length start stop guy, and he's smooth in turning and running, and he kind of plays a little bit of a different style than Arnold, which I think they're really going to like. His instincts are really good. He reads the receiver. He sorts out the routes. He splits the high-low route combos. And he's a good tracker, good run defender, which they really want that in a corner as well. He's like a top 30 to 35 kind of player overall in the NFL draft. And we know that Detroit ranked 27th in pass yards allowed per game. That was a major problem. They could not get off the field on third down. And as they were letting that lead go away in the NFC title game, that was a problem. Chunk yardage, secondary, tackling, big plays, third down, they got to fix that. So Brad Holmes, the GM of the Lions, he's doing a tremendous job, an outstanding job of addressing the major pressing need by getting two corners with his first two picks. Tarrion Arnold at 24 is a steal, and I think, honestly, Rakestraw Jr. is terrific as well. British Columbia offensive tackle Giovanni Manu goes in the fourth round for the Detroit Lions. I don't know a lot about him, but obviously some beef there for Jared Goff. And Utah safety Sione Vaki in the fourth round. I think that's how you pronounce it. Don't know a lot about him either. We know that safeties from Utah are getting some accolades here. Cole Bishop for the Bills, and now this kid goes to the Lions. He's a versatile player, 5'11", 220. Really good size, really good speed, and he's built low to the ground, and they really want to have the explosive, aggressive cover and take the ball secondary. Brad Holmes developing that, and they think they got it one more time here with this safety. Meanwhile, Mekhi Wingo in the sixth round, a defensive tackle from LSU, and then in the sixth round, Christian Mahogany from Boston College, an offensive guard also in the sixth round. I'm going to come back and tell you how we're going to remember this Detroit Lions draft if it hits here on the ML Sports Platter, brought to you by our good friends over at the Al and Angus Pub. Before and after all the big events, head on over to the Al and Angus Pub, home of the best darn Angus burger in town, Harrison Street in Central New York. They just a few weeks ago participated in the Wing Fest, so that was really cool. And you can grab a gift card for all occasions, including Father's Day here as well. The Al and Angus Pub, the official pub of the ML Sports Platter. And a tip of the cap, thank you as well, to Liverpool Physical Therapy, Camillus Golf Club, Bonnet Sales and Service, and CH Insurance. They're in your corner every day, every way. Ask about commercial insurance, group benefits, and more at chinsurance.cc. You have 24/7 access to your local agent at CH Insurance. They're in your corner every day, every way. Log on to chinsurance.cc and be on the lookout for CH Saturday with Joe Jr., John Serino, and a cast of employees at CH Insurance here on the ML Sports Platter. Lions, more on them next on the MLSP.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
ML Sports Platter back with you all over the major platforms. Download, subscribe, rate, and review as we are brought to you by our good friends over at Mars Motors. Cars under 10 grand if you're in and around Central New York. Every make and model, vans, trucks, cars, and more at Mars Motors next to Ken's Auto Detailing. So yeah, get your car, get the detail from Ken's over there as well, next door to one another. Makes and models under 10 grand and the best detail house next door. Ken's Auto Detailing, Mars Motors, proud sponsors of the ML Sports Platter. So obviously, I think we're going to remember this draft for the Lions if the secondary hits. Terry and Arnold and Rakestraw Jr., I mean, these are two of the top 30 to 35 players in the entire NFL draft, and they're at the same exact position. So what you've done, and you see this a lot in the NFL, like the Eagles did this too, right? The Eagles, and I did their draft not too long ago, right? The Philadelphia Eagles did this exact same thing. When you have a great general manager, and Howie Roseman is, and Brad Holmes is, when you have a great general manager and they recognize a total position weakness, or really a team weakness overall, what they do is they attack. When they recognize a mistake that they made, they try to make it right and fix it, right? Howie Roseman was like, oh, Carson Wentz mistake. Yeah, yeah, fixed it. Jalen Hurts, how you doing? You know what I mean? Like, these GMs, they know it, they fix it, they, you know, they go out and they attack. That's what Howie Roseman did. His secondary, like Detroit's secondary, was the weakness of the defense, weakness of the team. Now, you could argue, no Shane Steichen, offensive coordinator, Jalen Hurts struggled because of it, couple of injuries here and there. You know, Hurts took a step back no matter what. You know, you can argue a million things with this, right? Well, the pass rush wasn't as good, so it left the secondary on an island, and that was a problem. Tackling was an issue in the linebacker core. Fine. But the biggest thing was the coverage one-on-one and the secondary and the over-the-top stuff for the Lions and the Eagles. The Lions cover a little bit of that stuff up in the third quarter. They're going to the Super Bowl. It's really that simple. Philadelphia, they win the division. Maybe they get home field and they go to the Super Bowl if they weren't as bad in the secondary. What did they do? They went right for Quinyon Mitchell, a corner, and they went right for Cooper DeJean from Iowa, a corner, who can also play safety. I like Philadelphia's picks a smidge better because I think Cooper DeJean with the versatility, corner, safety, returning kicks and all that, and the fact that I think Quinyon Mitchell's probably the best corner, and not only that, I think he's probably one of the top 10 players in the draft. But listen, just because that happened does not mean that Detroit, you know, did not clean up. And I love both of Detroit's corners as well. I love Terry and Arnold. I really do. And they knew what they wanted. So it will be remembered if it hits for a secondary remake, which could be the not only the weakness of the team fixed, but it could be the difference maker in terms of this team making the Super Bowl this year. Because this team's ready, and they're in the NFC, and there's no disrespect. Again, Eagles, well, Cowboys I disrespect, but Eagles and Niners, but like, for as much talk as we get about, well, maybe Seattle hanging around, well, maybe, yeah, maybe, maybe the Rams, maybe, you know, the Packers coming out with Jordan Love, well, the Bears with their offseason, Bears still have a rookie quarterback, Packers are still learning with Jordan Love. They had another great draft. They're coming, but I don't know as if it's this year to make the run of the Super Bowl. It might be. It could be because of the NFC. But to me, it's still a three-horse race. It's still Niners, Eagles, Lions right here, right now. Vikings, again, they're in transition. Falcons picked up Kirk Cousins, but I don't think they're anywhere near as good as the other three teams. Those three teams, they're out front. They're out front. Secretariat, Affirmed, and American Pharoah. Those three and everybody else. Meanwhile, in the AFC, yeah, good luck. You got the defending champion Chiefs, and you got to deal with all the other teams. The Bills, the up-and-coming Texans, that brutal AFC North. I mean, it goes on and on. That's not how it is in the NFC overall. ML Sports Platter here, brought to you by our great friends at Bonnet Sales and Service. Hey, if your garage door fails, call Bonnet Sales and Service, bonnetsalesandservice.com. Commercial and residential garage doors, change the look of where you are with Bonnet Sales and Service. BonnetSalesandService.com, a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. And thank you as well to associate sponsors, Welch & Company Jewelers, Brewerton Ace Hardware, and Camillus Golf Club. Make sure that you grab your membership today to Camillus Golf Club. Camillus Golf Club, you can book your tournament as well. They've got a wonderful, wonderful array of awesome FootJoy products like shoes and more. It's awesome stuff in the pro shop. Drink and eat before, after, and during your round as well at Camillus Golf Club. And hey, a tip of the cap, thank you to our friend Trey Waluski. Be sure to buy Under Armour golf and other apparel direct from Trey Waluski and get your gear for wholesale. No middleman markup. Email treypgasales@gmail.com. That's treypgasales@gmail.com. And as I always tell you, enjoy the games.
Not everyone has the experience and passion we do to fight for every client. We know they're counting on us to protect their families, employees, businesses, and themselves, and to be there when they need us with five-star local service. The big guys just don't have our local independence or commitment to offering the best value and choice of insurance programs. Choice, competitive pricing, and five-star service. That's CH Insurance. In your corner. Every day, every way.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.